The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The General Banter Podcast with Colin Jettis.
Right about now, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to get yourself and your soul together.
This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather of soul.
Colin Jettis.
It's Jettis, actually.
Jettis.
Jettis.
Jettis. Jettis. Jettis.
Fuck you. What's happening, people? Welcome to the General Banter Podcast on today. That is the 8th of March, and it's a Tuesday. Do you ever say a date out loud and you go, what is happening today? Because I feel like I didn't realise what date it was even until I said that out loud, and I'm like, fuck, what do I need to do? Anyway, I was just having a bit of a laugh to myself there, because as you know, I'm quite new to the world of Snapchat, and I've been making little shitty Snapchat videos, posting them to Facebook. They've been going ballistic, you know? People are like, this is funny as fuck. And you're like, oh, well, I can't believe I put any effort into any video ever when I can just talk fucking shit, put it up. And people are like, mate, people sending me fucking private messages and all, like, congratulating me. Mate, congrats on the new videos. Really good stuff. Really good. This guy's hilarious. That's what your fucking life's like, guys, right? But I had a laugh because I follow, like, I'm sure everyone follows your man DJ Khaled. Which shows the power of Snapchat, guys, because he's a record producer for rappers, and no one give a flying fuck about him, because he's, you know, let's face it, embarrassing. And then he's on Snapchat, and everyone loves it, because he just says the same shit every day. They don't want us to eat turkey bacon, but we eating turkey bacon. Major key. And he'll say that 97 times a day, about things that don't even matter. Now, bear with me to push this down. Oh, sorry. You know, but I clicked on one of them today, and it's funny how Americans say the word period. Like, they go, you know, I'm the best in the world, period. But he said something like, he's holding up a picture of his lunch, and he's like, they don't want us to eat, period. I don't know what he said after that, but I turned it straight off, because I was laughing, guys. They don't want us to eat, period. But I just like eating it. It tastes good. You look like you've been eating more than period, you fat fucking bastard. I'm joking. I love slagging fat people. I really do. I haven't shut up about it for the last 3 or 4 weeks. I don't know what I have followed, whether it's fitnessy type things or something on Instagram. But oh, by the way, welcome to Colin's social media review here, while he goes through the antics on every social media platform that he partakes in. I'm only saying this because I got banned from Facebook, but we'll get to that. You know when you go into, like, your suggested friends on Instagram? Why are all mine, like, either things that have fighting on it or jiu-jitsu, and then, fat girls who are, like... Because, you know, let's not beat around your fucking gunt here. It's, you know, you're fat as fuck, and, apparently it's called body positive now. I know rightly that I've talked about this on every fucking podcast for about 6 weeks, but I feel like there's something there that's funny that I can't quite tap into. What is it, guys? Can you tell me? Can you tell me why, you know, there's these fat women going... I had to save a photo. Sorry if there's any beeping from the phone here. Let me get that. I had to save it here. Where is it? The fucking... Because it was like...
Where is she? Where are you, you fucking bull? Right. So, this is what... it's. They've written this on this girl's back, and some of the font disappears into the fat rolls on her back. I'm tired of assumptions being made about my eating habits because of my size. Now, what she's trying to say is, stop assuming that I eat shite because I'm so fat. And there's part of me thinking, well, where's it coming from, pet? A mate of mine, I put it up on something, a mate of mine goes, eating habits? He goes, most people eat when they're hungry. And I'm like, well, there you go. There's one argument. You know, you might be eating what you think is reasonably decent food. However, if you sit on your fucking hole all day, you know? You know what I'm saying? Oh, I stopped eating bread. I lost 2 pounds. You'd almost be better eating bread and doing some fucking workouts. You fucking mess. I'm body positive. I'm body positive, aka... do you know what it is? It literally is a different way to say fat. I'm body positive. You mean you're sort of slightly deluded and have talked yourself in to thinking that that's good? I'm fat. I'm not going to let it get me down. I'm going to look at it as a good thing. Why? I don't know how many fucking... how many of my fat male friends going, Colin, it's just, you know, it's just, it's, being fat is what you're all about, you know? Just be positive about it. Just own it. You know, you wouldn't be the same if you weren't fat, Colin. Listen, I know rightly why I'm sitting here with 7 sets of tits. It's because I eat like a Viking and I spend most of my day fucking editing. And I go do a workout for 20 minutes going, I've seen it. I've seen a guy on Instagram did a workout and I did the same one. And I, still tits. Anyone want any ham? Unbelievable, you fucking messes. Fuck me. Body positive. Jesus Christ. Go to visit your, you know, someone in your family in hospital and they're like, what seemed to happen? What happened? He went into cardiac arrest. Why? Basically because he's really body positive. And it's crushing his arteries, which are just full of body positivity. You know? So body positive that, you know, it's just, he can't get out of the seat and now he's just covered in sort of bed sores from being so body positive. Do you know what I mean? I'll just warn you, I've seen the return of Loud Steven, the cat that I talked about. I've just seen him out the window here, so... prepare for, like, some creep outside the fucking door. Just, the loudest cat ever. Fucking nightmare. Anyways, now that we've covered all the... let me just plug some dates. 16th of March, St. Paddy's Day preload at Lavery's. I haven't been able to release the lineup yet because I've been banned from Facebook because I'm a bad boy. Full bad boy of social media. As you know, I have been posting little videos from my Snapchat, which are shit. Let me tell you something. See if you watched it and laughed. They're shit. They're absolute shit. Do you know what I mean? I went and fucking filmed the other week with the fucking, as I hiccup and barf in my mouth, with the Ulster rugby guys, with a guy on a 4K camera, and blah, 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 all this shit. You know, it was great. And I'll put that up. I'm sure Boojum will put it up. And it'll get, like, you know, I'm sure it'll get decent views because it'll be shared by Ulster Rugby and the players and me and Shane. You know, I'm sure it'll do okay. But for, like, a fraction of the effort, you could just go, oh, I'm a stupid character, and then I've changed nothing about my appearance, and now I'm a woman! And, you know, it's like fucking, it's going to get the same amount of hits. Only one cost a lot of money and time, and the other one cost fucking nothing. Unreal. So anyway, I put up a video because there was a bomb scare somewhere and I did a bit of a joke. It was shit, okay? It was shit. Like the rest of them. It was a shit joke. Okay? And someone has clearly reported it because I got banned from Facebook for 3 days. Very vague, you know? There's no very sort of... what's the word? Totalitarian? I don't even know what that means. Basically, You can't even fight your corner. You know, I don't know what sort of people kick about the internet. If you were genuinely offended, first of all, fuck off, right? I'm convinced that only people get offended are stupid people. But anyway, we'll move on. You know, why can't you just talk yourself out of not being offended? Why can't you go, I feel like that hurts me. Unless it's like directed straight at you, then you're like, well, this is more of an attack than a... You know, people get offended at general statements. Who gives a flying fuck? I don't understand at all. Getting offended on behalf of other people. Dickheads. So anyway, this video was up. Clearly someone had a problem about it. Now, was it Facebook stepping in because it said the word bomb in it? You know, was it someone affected by a bomb and they went, I don't like this being on Facebook, and you report it? You know, I don't know what the crack is. I don't want to start getting into conspiracy theories with the sort of fucking maniacs that are on my Facebook, the old PC police. Collins, I don't think you should be joking about that, so I'm going to report that and have you offline. Which, you know, wouldn't bother me if, you know, if my whole fucking business wasn't conducted online. You know, I can't contact people about Lavery's lineups. Look at me just complaining like I'm a victim. Here's why it annoys me. Because you can't fight back at all. You can't go, hey, could you tell me who reported it? Because, you know, if I recognise the name and know who they are, I could probably confirm to you that they're a fucking retard anyway. So, okay, Zuckerberg, can I get back online, please? Oh, by the way, don't make me remind you of all the many... many horrifying videos that I've seen on Facebook, and I can't make like a bit of a joke. I mean, what it really is kind of like a freedom of speech thing, isn't it? You know, you just say some words, and like, how does Katie Hopkins stay online? That's what I'd like to know. But you say things and someone doesn't like it and they get to go, no, and then it goes away and you get banned from Facebook. I know it's a petty thing because you should be able to function in your life without Facebook, but it's just a bit fucking, it's just a bit odd, isn't it? 3 days, they're just like, I'd see you. Someone's took offense to something you said, reported it, and now it can't be around. You can't be around on Facebook. I don't know why it fucking bothers me so much. Hey Zuckerberg, what about the video I seen of when I clicked my phone on and someone just shot straight on someone's face? That was the first thing I seen that day. Morning! Here's someone scatting on another person's head. Great, good morning. Click on this video, it contains sensitive content. Of course I'm clicking it. You know, I might see some titties, I click it. What is it? Ah, don't worry about it, it's just a woman eating a fucking live mouse. Ah, cool. Many days did she get banned for? There's that fucking cat outside being loud as shit. Oh, what video is this? I'll click on it. Oh, it's a Mexican drug cartel chainsawing the head off a victim. Great. Can I make a joke about a bomb? Nah, mate, you can't. But if you want to watch this girl in fucking, like, Iraq getting stoned to death because she texted a boy by her own da, isn't that good crack? Isn't it? Don't you dare say the word bomb, get us, okay? You fat, baldy, body-positive twat. Oh my god. Sort your fucking lives out. Zuckerberg and your stinking wife. For sure buy a better one, you rich motherfucker. Unbelievable. Oh god almighty. God almighty. So yeah, I'm off Facebook. I think I'm back on tomorrow. I'm not sure. Whatever. What is it going to make any difference? Don't know. Might post more videos. Unbelievable. Just double standards. Like, tweet me and tell me what the most ridiculous video you've seen on Facebook is, because I have seen some shit. You know, oh, don't click on this. Oh, it's just a guy being mauled to death by a tiger at a fucking circus somewhere. Cool. What's this video? Oh, it's just a hidden camera in a house while a babysitter kicks a fucking toddler around the room like it's a fucking beanbag. Great. Did you say bomb? Get off.
Get right off the fucking internet, you twat. So, Lavery's was last week. It's every 2 weeks. It was Rui Woods' birthday. This is more the general banter section of the podcast. It's Rui Woods' birthday. He headlined. Did a great job. Got laid into some couple that were on a Tinder date. Arguably the best couple at Lavery's at that time. And look at this fucking cat. Unbelievable. And then we had beers. And it was one of those ones where I was like, oh, it's Woodsy's birthday. Everyone's going to get smashed. I got smashed. Don't know about anyone else. But I was certainly drinking. He might have had a few drinks. And then we ended up going to like the fast food place across the road. I ate mine and girlfriend Maureen's. Because I was like, this is new to me. Because we haven't done it in like since way before Christmas. Because we've been trying to be healthy. And I just trashed the place, like. I think I had two portions of chips, but fuck it. It's madness, isn't it? It's madness how you can have, like, a pile of drinks and then just be like, yeah, all the rules go out the window. Most people just fuck strangers. I just eat, you know, two or three burgers, but what can you do? So it was one of those nights where I thought it was going to be a massive celebration. Had some drinks of Woodsy. I ended up with a terrible, terrible hangover, you know, and I'd eaten, you know, 4 to 5 fast food takeaway meals. Not good. Not good at all. Brutal. But happy birthday to Woodsy. He, I think that was his first closing set there at Lavery's. Fair play to him. You know, and then we probably spend the rest of the week recovering. Let's move on to the big news. The big story of the week, you know, it surprised everyone. You know, the internet was going crazy about it. It was, of course, some cunt stole a fire engine in Larne. See what it did there? You probably thought it was going to talk about the McGregor fight. Oh no. Oh no. That was hilarious. Some fucking idiots stole a fire engine in Larne. Which, first of all, I was surprised to hear that there was fire engines in Larne. If I lived in Larne and Larne was going to go on fire, I would probably just let it burn down, you know, do us all a favour. I'm joking, guys. I'm joking. Why is it that everyone shits on Larne? Well, I'll tell you what, Larne, it's not just your town. It's any seaside little town. Because what is it about those places where you're like, this place... You know, if you've seen photos of it in the 70s, like, no harm, right? I'm going to list some places, right? That you could probably, you know, back in the heyday of Port Rush, like, Larne, right? Bangor, Carrickfergus, fucking Bundoran, Port Rush, all these fucking places are like, you know, it was, oh, we used to go there and fucking bank holiday, whatever. And have ice cream and everyone, it was great times. And then you cut them today and it's like, oh yeah, they still haven't changed the paint since the 70s. And you're like, this place is a shithole. I think, is it because they're seasonal? Not that Larne has a fucking season. What is it? Is it just fucking, I don't know. What is it? What is it about those fucking places? Where it's just like you go in the, you know, on a wintry day, and you're just like, this is worse than, this is like some sort of Eastern Bloc shithole. I don't know how many of those countries, you know, even have any sea near them, but it's more just about the cold sort of dankness. Jesus Christ, Larne. Saying that, done a few gigs in Larne, they've all been pretty decent, apart from that last one, which was an absolute fucking screaming match, but I literally pulled a muscle in my neck, screaming at that fucking thing. But you know, anyone I've ever met from Larne was dead on, so what can I say? However, move. But anyway, two fucking lunatics stole a fire engine.
and drove it into cars and houses. Like, first of all, how steaming do you have to be for that to come into your brain? Let's steal it, and then just be so blocked that you're just trashing cars and crashing into the front of houses. Some guy was interviewed and he was like, "Oh, I thought there'd been a bomb," and then I looked out the window and was like, "How did the fire engine get there so quick?" Fucking hell. Here's here to save the day. Here's the fire engine. Oh, Jesus, no. Oh, God. Fuck me. Unreal. Fun story, though. And, you know, if they don't go to fucking jail, probably one of the better stories you'll hear. At least no one died. Thank fuck. But, what fucking hell. What a pile of mad bastards. Let me see this. This podcast all over the place today. Let me play this little speech from, who's this? Bernie Sanders. Amidst the American fucking election race. What do you call it? Here we go.
Wall Street is perhaps the most powerful economic and political force in this country. You have companies like Goldman Sachs, who just recently paid a settlement fine with the federal government for $5 billion for defrauding investors. Goldman Sachs was one of those companies whose illegal activity helped destroy our economy and ruin the lives of millions of Americans. But this is what a rigged economy and a corrupt campaign finance system and a broken criminal justice system is about. These guys are so powerful that not one of the executives on Wall Street has been charged with anything after paying, in this case of Goldman Sachs, a $5 billion fine. Kid gets caught with marijuana, that kid has a police record. A Wall Street executive destroys the economy, $5 billion settlement with the government, no criminal record. That is what power is about, that is what corruption is about, and that is what has to change in the United States of America.
Up a fucking Sanders, mate. It's right. Like, everyone knows that all those massive corporations have been fucking the world. And they're literally untouchable. Because they fund a lot of shit. You know, and then... You know, you can basically buy your way out of most things, can you? When you've got loads of fucking money. And there's part of me, right? There's part of me half agrees with that. No, not agrees with it, but I can't say that I wouldn't be the same if I was stinking rich. You know, there's if I was just a rich guy in this country, even if I was your average millionaire, you know, I would do things like, you know, if you go somewhere and it's like, oh, sorry, we're shut, and you just go, can it be not shut if I give you like 100 quid cash, and they go, well, okay, come on. Like, that's the sort of shit that I would pull, probably, thinking that it was a big dick because it was a millionaire. Like, I think I would literally do stuff like that, you know? I'm being very petty about it. Like, can I be like, oh, can we get takeaway from this posh restaurant? I don't actually do takeaway, and I'll be like, listen, take this 200 quid here. Can it be takeaway now? Like, I would honestly feel like I could pay my way out of shit if I was rich. Like, the rules slightly wouldn't apply to me because I had more money, which is a horrible way to think. But I honestly think that that's how I would get on. You know? I know I'm picking very, very... You know, I'm not going to go to fucking prison for any of these ridiculous things. But you know what I mean? That's the type of shit that I think I would try and pull. If I had a bit of money. Now, multiply that by fucking millions. And these guys are like, ah, no one can fucking do anything to me. We gotta do fucking send me to jail and pay your wages, bitch. I own that jail. It's a privatized jail, did I tell you that? Ha ha! By the way, looks like a jail. It's actually just a big fucking factory of people. That's the reason why you get a criminal record when you have weed in America. Because the jail is literally a business.
So it's like, you're going to get fucking money given to you, funded because, you know, to keep your prisoners in prison, basically. So the more you have, the more money you get. So it's like, oh yeah, you get caught with weed. Yeah, don't do that again or you'll go to jail for like 25 years in certain fucking states, you asshole. By the way, it is essentially a plant. It's fucking clean madness. Those sort of things. You know, some of those states, I don't know the ins and outs. I know it changes all over the place, but you can fucking smoke weed, you know, with a cop in some states. And then if you get caught with enough just for yourself, you go to fucking jail. You know, there's states where they have those three strikes thing where it's like, you know, you fucking get caught for doing anything three times. And they're like, oh yeah, you fucked up three times, mate. That's life in jail. What? I only stole three Mars bars on three separate occasions. Fuck you, mate. Into jail. And of course you're black. Let's not get racist. But of course you're black. What a fucking nightmare. What a fucking nightmare. If Bernie Sanders wasn't 112, I think he might be the best option with this upcoming fucking debate. Or this upcoming election thing. Then again, you know, it's I don't know much about it. I'm in unknown territory here talking about it, but if you want to get voted for, you know, you got to appeal to those fucking hardcore Americans that are all like, yeah, goddammit, Jesus, fucking immigrant sons of bitches. And that's exactly what Trump is doing, you know? Don't let Mexicans in. Yeah! Fucking, we're gonna get more money. Yeah. Fuck. Whatever one we're after. Who is it? Al-Qaeda? Or fucking Taliban? Or fucking, you name it, ISIS? Whatever. Fucking whoever we're after. We're gonna just go in and bomb the fuck out of them. Yeah. Gonna have tax, something about tax, less tax. Yeah. And then if you're rich, you can keep your money. You don't need to pay tax. Yeah. Unreal. Unfucking real. So he'd probably win just because he's the most flamboyant and says the most rousing shit for those sort of Bible Belt Americans who are the ones that actually go out and vote. You know, it's the same as anything. It's like over here, any election, it's like, did you vote? Nah, I didn't bother. But you'll sit there and slobber about it. I'd be the same. Well, not really. I really just don't. I don't give a fuck at all. But, you know, the second they make it fucking an online vote, that's when you're going to see things turn around, probably. You're going to get the people in who are the more progressive, open-minded people. But, because they're generally younger and have a bit more sense, it's like, you got to make it easier to vote. You know, these fucking hipsters aren't putting down their fucking macchiatos and going to some election place, some polling station. Geddes gets political, can't even spell it. Let's talk about some serious news, which I sort of, you know more about. Who watched the McGregor fight? Oh my God, we stayed up. We were already hungover from the Friday night. And we did that thing of, you know, let's sleep in for ages, okay? I'm trying to remember what happened. I think I had drinks and girlfriend Maureen didn't because she had makeup all day Saturday because that's the makeup day, isn't it? And I just lay about dying in my hole. So she finished and, you know, it was like fucking, because the fights are on so late, like we were supposed to be going around to our friend's house, but, which we did, but it was one of those things where I was like, right, even though they're staying up, it's like, you don't want to just land round, you know, before the fight starts and be like, hey, cheers for having BT Sport, guys, yeah. So I was like, right, let's have a wee nap, and I think we went to bed at about 11, and I was like, right, we'll get up with, We'll get up about 12 or quarter past 12. Get ready, go over to theirs. There's still a good while to wait before the fights start. And then, of course, you don't really sleep when you go straight to bed. So it took about an hour to get to sleep. I slept for... I'm great at sleeping for like 20 minutes and waking up and being like, oh shit, refreshed as fuck. So I did that. And sort of woke up. Woke up a bit. And then Maureen just continued to sleep because she was like full coma. And then I was just waiting and waiting and waiting. And then we eventually fucking decided to go. The people's house we're going to are like, oh, guy, can you pick us up cigarettes? Had to go to a 24-hour garage, blah, blah. And by the time I got round, I was like, I feel super bad getting here at like fucking, it had to have been like 2:30 or something. You know, like arriving at someone's house at 2:30. Even though they're up, even though they're staying up to watch the fights, you're like, sorry, weren't here earlier to sit through this shit. But then it turns out, it was, you know, it was more than time enough when you're sitting there for another fucking 2 hours waiting, 2.5, 3 hours waiting for a fight. Just like eyes burning out of your skull. Pretty good fights on, I must say. Missed a lot of those prelims. Apparently there was a lot of knockouts. Fight of the night, if you were to ask me, I would say it was Home Tate, you know? The two girls beating the shit out of each other. And one of the slickest fucking things I've ever seen, that, you know, that little fucking fake double leg to the back thing, whatever she did. I don't know what I'm talking about here, by the way. Some sort of wrestling move. Took her back a wee bit, you know, fell over, a bit of a scramble, put a choke on her, standing up. They were standing up, rear naked choke. She had one hook in, one leg between the other girl's legs, and Holly Holm went to sort of flip her off. Not in an M&M way, but like try to throw her, you know, like a judo type throw over her shoulder to the floor. But Tate had her around the neck with a hook in. So as they turned over, she used the leg between the other girl's legs to just kick her over with her. And none of this makes any sense when I'm talking about it on an audio podcast. However, it was very impressive. And then Holly Holm was out cold by the time she hit the floor. And she was like throwing punches, which is crazy to think, like, that's how much of a game-bred fighter she is. She was out cold and her like reptilian brain was like, punch, 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 punch. She's still throwing punches even though she's fucking unconscious. Unreal. Great stuff. Great jiu-jitsu. And the internet was all like, yeah, who needs anything other than jiu-jitsu in a fight? It's all about jiu-jitsu, guys. Because two of the fights ended by rear naked choke. After a whole load of punching and kicking. I'll tell you that. For free. And then, of course, the McGregor fight. Where he got choked out as well. And everyone was like, ha ha! Fuck you! That'll teach you for slobbering, you motherfucker, yo! I liked it. I enjoyed the fight a lot. You know, it's... You know... People were making a bigger fucking deal of it than you sort of have to. Name one of your favourite fighters who hasn't lost a fight. You know, all my favourite fighters, GSP. Right, well, do you remember when he was on the rise and Matt Serra knocked him fucking senseless? Do you remember that shit? Do you remember when Johnny Hendricks beat the cunt out of him and then everyone was like, we'll let him away with that one last one before he retires. And he's standing there with a face like a fucking butcher's bench. You know, honestly, name your favourite fighters of all time. Your Chuck Liddells and your fucking Randy Couture's, Anderson Silva. All the best fighters. All the biggest, most famous fighters all got beat at some stage. And, you know, you could talk a lot of shit. What happened there was he lost like a super fight. That was it, you know. Took the risk, moved up a pile of weight, which he's kind of like, you know, it's martial arts, the weight shouldn't matter. Kind of does when you're fighting, a guy who's long as fuck, tough as shit, and a great boxer, you know what I mean? It's like, but then, I'll tell you what, it was just a good fight. There was cool stuff happening, you know. You could argue that McGregor beat the fuck out of him in the first round. landed a lot of punches, cut him, you know, had some stiff fucking jabs, hit him a lot, good kicks. There was a bit where he went through a kick, Nate Diaz caught it, took him down, and he did a fucking, I don't even know what, was it like some sort of X-guard sweeper? I don't know. I'm not a black belt in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, but whatever that sweep was smooth as shit. So basically what that means is he got taken down and McGregor went from his back to being on top in a very smooth fashion. I don't know what sort of fucking sweep that was. I'm sure some expert will tell me at some stage. But yeah, and then the second round came out. I think it was just McGregor trying to... Well, he said it himself. It was an efficiency thing. He kept throwing these fucking haymakers that, you know, Diaz was just rolling with. And then he sort of got tired. And then he got, you know, the hands drop. And then he got smacked. He got one decent punch. And then he just looked completely knackered. And then it was, you know, to the floor. And then the old textbook Gracie Jiu-Jitsu. You know, bang, bang. It was just like knee on belly. He rolled out of it, mounted him, starts hitting him, tries to roll out of the full mount, gives up his back, two punches. In fact, Diaz actually, it was like he punched his head onto his forearm for the choke. You know, he like punched his head across and it almost landed with his fucking Diaz's arm under his neck, and then he choked him. Good fight. I enjoyed watching it, win or lose. And it's, you know, that's all you want. And then, of course, this will crack me up. And this has been mentioned online too. Everyone comes out of the fucking... Everyone's like, Aldo, like, you're not powerful. You've got soap hands. Sweet Brazilian saying, whatever the fuck that means, Jose, you mad bastard. Oh my God, you got the soap hands. You got soap hands? The fuck are you talking about? And by the way, How can you even say that he has no power when he nearly put you in a fucking coma with one punch? Unbelievable. Yeah, you've no power. You weren't able to knock out a guy who's fucking massive compared to both of us. You know, you've got no power, mate. Even though I ran into your fist, essentially, and probably have brain damage now. Cheeky wee shit. Dos Anjos. Yeah, you're a pussy. Let's have a... Why did no one go, like, oh, Diaz beat McGregor, the invincible McGregor. I want to fight the best in the world. Let's have a crack at Diaz. No one wanted that because they still know that the money comes from McGregor. Unbelievable. I don't think it hurt his career at all. I thought it was good. It was a good fight. You know, he didn't get embarrassed. He didn't get his shit. He didn't get smoked in like fucking 10 seconds. It was great. Good fight. I enjoyed it. You know, he was fairly respectful in defeat there. Humble in, what was his saying? Humble in victory and defeat. Fair play to him. I'm sure it was the easiest. But then, I don't know. You get Diaz coming out going, you know, if I'd had a camp, you know, I wouldn't have got hit at all there. And you're like, don't know about that, mate. Do not know about that. Your face is fucked up. It is unfortunate when you see that, you know. McGregor gets beat, gets choked, is sitting in the press conference, looks completely fine. You know, Diaz on the other side absolutely trashed his face. And he's like, yeah, man, I just want to, I superior boxing, superior, nah. Not a good talker. Neither am I right now, guys, huh? Unbelievable. Anyway, happy International Women's Day. All you women out there, I don't know how you support that or celebrate International Women's Day. What do you do? It's International Women's Day. Let's go out and, you know, eat a woman. I don't know. What do you do, International Women's Day? What do you do? I don't know. It's weird. International Women's Day. I always think, like, you know, when they do these things, it's like, it's about celebrating equality, or it's about celebrating something or something. Like, whenever it comes to any of that shit, like, let's celebrate women. Why does it have to be a day? Welcome to Belfast Culture Night, the one night of the year where Belfast has any culture. Just have it all the fucking time. Why not celebrate women all the time, you know? Free the nipple, get your titties out. What the fuck? All that shit. It's gay pride. We want to celebrate equality. Here's how you be equal. Just be gay and fuck up. Huh? How about that shit? Pulling your dick out in the middle of the street on a fucking Saturday in Belfast. Yeah! Look at my cock! Listen, love. Put it away. See that? That was a transgender joke. I'm transgender, by the way. Really? I never would have fucking guessed. Even though you're bigger than me and I can see your cock. International Women's Day. To celebrate International Women's Day, let's just do a Kim Kardashian, you know, take a fucking selfie with your tits out. I have, like, literally nothing to wear. Except fucking black dudes' dicks as gum shields. What a joke, Colin. What a joke. Fair play to you. And then that wee girl that was in Kick-Ass was like, I don't think you should be using your platform for that sort of thing. I would never slut shame, but blah, blah. And then Kim Kardashian and the fucking 10-year-old from Kick-Ass are going at it. She's like, please welcome Chloe Moretz to Twitter, because nobody knows who she is. You're like, don't act like fucking Kim Kardashian doesn't have nude selfies. You know that you would schedule a post on Facebook? That's what she's like. It's going to be a bit quiet between March the 6th and 10th. So I'm going to go ahead and release a naked photo of me. Cool. The interest will come back around to me now that my baby body is away. And then the next time I'm pregnant, it's the other girl's turn. My other sister, who looks like Kane from wrestling, she's going to all of a sudden be in shape. And then she'll be the hot one for a minute. Fuck me. I mean, I am annoyed. Like, obviously, I watch that shit all the time because girlfriend Maureen watches it. But, like, you're looking at them and you're going, first of all, you're going, I can't believe she's so rich because of a fucking sex tape, which she then just, she's just professionally famous. And then you're going, but then am I annoyed just because I'm jealous? You know, she's just like, well, no one's talking about me. Let me put a photo up with my tits out. Boom. Everyone in the world's talking about you. And you're like, oh, maybe that's the clever way to do it. And then she puts out, you know, some fucking app and a load of retards buy it. And she's like, well, you know, when you've got like 100 million followers, all you do is tweet about something. And if 60 million of them pay a pound, I'm absolutely rolling in it. Is it clever? I think everyone's just annoyed at it. Should it be right? I don't think so. But people are thick enough to buy this shit. So there you go. You know, at least there's some sort of evil genius behind it. Kylie. She might be the worst. She's worse than the fella. Kardashian. You know, where's he at now? No one fucking knows. But the Kylie one's just like, I just sit here and inject my lips and talk like I have meningitis, and then people want to fuck me, and that's it. I don't look the way I used to look, and no one really makes a big deal about it. Which rapper am I gonna fuck? Unbelievable family of twats. But hey, loaded. Yeah, everyone out here trying to make an honest living. And all it takes is, like, I don't know, can you just pretend to make a big deal of yourself and all of a sudden drop a photo of your fuck? Like, I keep seeing these selfies, you know, like the Kim Kardashian one, and you're like, how's that body shape even real? And it's probably not, but then you don't see the side profile, do you, where she's like shoving her arse out half a mile out the back to make her waist look small? I don't know, I'm nitpicking here. I mean, you'd still run through them like a fucking, like an angry Viking, but My God, are they annoying. Be great to do that, though. Like, she probably looks at her iPhone and there's little dots in the calendar and she's like, here's the dates when I'm going to quote-unquote break the internet again. Here we go. Bit quiet there. I'm going to release, you know, some shit 2 days after that. So I'll make sure to take an island naked selfie with my twat half hanging out. What can you do? You've went on about it far too much there, Colin. Racist women abuse a bouncer in Liverpool. Let's see if this is any good. N-bomb.
You black bastard!
All over YouTube. What a threat.
We've all got phones.
Is there anything crushing boners harder than a Scouse accent? Anything worse than that is like a harsh Derry one. Jesus Christ. Absolutely stomping on boners around the country.
You fucking black bastard. Fucking bug. Fucking McGuckin.
If I had a Scouse character, I would call it fucking McGuckin.
Fucking McGuckin.
What a pile of disgusting bitches.
You black bastard.
Ugh. Fucking stinking bitches. Unbelievable. You know, Americans think that Liverpool, like, Liverpudlians talk like John Lennon. Ooh, from the Beatles. All that shit. Little do they know there's absolute demons out there like those fucking bitches. Unbelievable.
Fucking...
Ugh. Making dicks go back in your body since 6. Right, let's head some questions. As I'm banned from Facebook, I've only got the Twitter ones, so this will be over nice and quick. Bite the pillow. That's a load of dick, mate. That's not a question. What subjects did you like/hate at school? That's from Lee Anderson, who his profile photo on Twitter is a photo of me and him. I'll be honest, mate. If you're ever at a gig, we'll take another photo because I think you've taken a photo of me there in a moment of, which camera am I looking at? And I've got that stupid, like, face on. Get a good one, you know what I mean? I'll put on a nice t-shirt, put on a sweet hat. Bar from my own mouth. What subjects did I like, hate at school? I liked... I don't know, I liked art and I liked playing rugby. That was about it. You know? They were literally the two things that I enjoyed. Anything sort of creative based was good. I feel like music was one of those things, right? Where I think they've changed their opinion now, but it used to be like, you know, you had to do fucking 4 years of playing a fucking recorder, and you're like, what in the fuck am I doing playing a recorder? Suck my dick. When what they should actually let you do is kind of play an instrument and fuck about, and then find one that you like and then be like, this is how you progress musically with that instrument, rather than being like, learn how to read sheet music. I really wish that I could have got into that a bit younger. But like arty stuff, some of the technology, like design type shit was good. But then the other side of technology where it was all maths and physics and, you know, working out shit, I was like, oh, this kills my boner. This and Scouse accents kill my boner. So that sort of shit. Oh, hello. Phone going fucking ballistic there. What the fuck, lads? Yeah, just that sort of stuff. I actually liked English. I wish I'd have stuck with English. Although, the problem was, like, I think the last time I did English was GCSE, and I got an A. I got a fucking A in English. You're probably going, there's full Chinese people will get an A in English. But I enjoyed the writing bit, but it was reading bored the fuck out of me. Isn't that weird? Like, they were like, oh, do you want to read this old book that doesn't relate to you at all? Yeah, sure. I'd rather write one than sitting listening to this shit. What does this character say about... Fuck off your characters. First of all, he's racist from about 1890. Fuck off. What subjects did I hate? Anything? Just any, like, see when you're made to do like physics or any of those big things that take a load of work. And I was just like, what the fuck am I? I don't give a shit about this. Oh, brutal. I hated IT, ICT when I was at school, computers, and because it was just annoying at the time. Meanwhile, now, in my group of friends, I'm the one who that everyone comes to for any sort of fucking problems. El Noir, motherfucker, thoughts on guys who stole a fire engine in Lorne. I mean, had you not crashed through people's houses and smashed up their cars, it might be the best story ever told. But I feel like it's a bit... You're acting a bit of a cunt if you're going to smash people's shit up. If they just stole it and drove it somewhere and they found them asleep in it in the morning because they were blocked, then you'd be like, these fucking idiots, what are you like? But I imagine you probably will go to jail for that. You know, I don't know much about law enforcement, but I mean, you know. Chris, at Nowhere Fast, why were you banned from Facebook? Well, yeah, I talked about it earlier. Just, I think I made a video that either Facebook decided you can't speak about bombs, even though it was me making a joke about how people over here would refer to a drunk person as a bomb scare. But either someone seen it, didn't like it, or else Facebook didn't like it. So either way, weird as fuck, because it was the post that was... It was the post that was singled out as the offensive one, so I don't know. Very strange altogether, but ultimately annoying. So people are messaging me, asking me shit, and I can't reply to them because the messenger's blocked. Isn't that unreal? Johnny Magwood, girlfriend Maureen comes home with this, what do you do? And there's a picture of a black girl with like the... Some of the... Like, I don't really have anything against face tattoos, but they, you know, for sure do good ones. You know, this girl looks like she let a toddler fucking draw all over her face with a crayon. You know, she might be hot, who knows, but just, it's too much shit around the edge of your face. Doesn't look that good. Get a face tattoo, get a good one, you know, just, that looks like shit. What would I do if she came home with that? I would definitely be like, how come you went from no tattoos to the worst tattoo I've ever seen on your fucking face? Huh? Anyway. William Palmer, are you still glad you moved to the countryside? Sort of, yeah. I mean, I don't really care. I'm not really one of those people who feels any sort of allegiance to it. Like, I could move tomorrow, I wouldn't really give a shit. The eventual move will probably be back to a city, but also have two places. You know, have a place to stay in town, have a place to stay out here. So that's fun. I mean, the internet drives me mental out here, because you're like, what should be an easy job is now taking me thrice the time because of the fucking lack of internet. Fuck you, BT. What do you make of Fire Engine Rampage in Lorne? I think you'll find I found it very entertaining. Peter? Aidan R. What happened to Mr. Thomas the Tiger Smythe? Yeah, I get asked that on a weekly basis, pretty much. I used to make videos with Dan Watson, which is his real name. And then I wanted to make some more, try to contact him, try to work with him, and it was just a lot of chasing him up, which you get sort of bored of. You know what I mean? I'm not going to be like, can you please be in a video with me? You know what I mean? I'll try about 3 or 4 times, and if it becomes evident that I'm being palmed off, that's it. You know, we don't need to have a big fallout or anything. I get the message. Let's sever the ties. So, there you go, that's pretty much what happened. But you can ask him, at Dan and Watson on Twitter, or Dan Watson on Facebook, I don't know, look him up. see what he has to say. He probably don't give a fuck, but what can you do? Analysis on the Diaz-McGregor fight, and Edgar Aldo to face McGregor. That's from Colin Farrell. I wonder, is it the actual Colin Farrell? I don't think so. Yeah, I said a minute ago, I thought it was a good fight. You know, maybe McGregor has to get used to fighting men that size. It was a good fight. He didn't embarrass himself. He beat the shit out of him the first round. It was good. It was a good fight. I don't think he lost any respect. He probably gained a bit more. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed watching it. I would love to see him fight Edgar. He wiped out Aldo so quick that I'm just like, fuck it, it's done. I don't know if I could get excited about that fight again, but yeah, fuck it. Give him Edgar. I want to see interesting fights. I don't want to see repeat fights or whatever, you know, just do it. Fucking fight everyone. Fight loads of people. Where are we here? What about the teacher eating out his student's muff? He certainly worked the pie out of her prison. Okay, that is disgusting. I didn't read about that. Was there a teacher out there licking a student's muff? Fair play. I mean, you know, I don't, that's not really, what the fuck is that? That's not really, you know, an aggressive thing, is it? As the Patrice O'Neill joke went, when he was talking about the old Mike Tyson rape thing, he goes, listen, no one licks someone out while they're raping them. Which apparently the girl admitted to. That's rough. That's some rough shit there. I didn't read about that story, but fucking work away. Who gives a shit? If she was like, here, teacher, don't lick my puss. And he's like, sure. Why not? All these fucking women fucking these 16-year-old boys all around the country. And they're all like, my teacher fucking sucked my dick one day. What is wrong with you, mate? There was teachers when I was at school where you sat in the class and all you talked about with your mates was like, imagine one day she'd have sucked all our dicks. Amazing. I remember, I've probably told this in the podcast before, we had a teacher who taught maths who everyone thought was hot as fuck. And she would always have like a croaky voice, which was obviously from shouting at fucking dickhead children all day. But every time she was like, okay, guys, could you... Not, you know, she'd obviously just talk too much that day. And we'd be like, oh, man, you know why she's got a sore throat? She was gagging dick all night. And that's what we tell ourselves, when in actual fact she was probably just being around disgusting teenagers with a cold all day and shouting at them. Amazing. Amazing stuff from Colin. More questions. Chris McCulloch, how have your Snapchat videos compared to your professionally shot videos in terms of views, engagement? More coming. It's more or less, well, to be honest with you, professionally shot, I've never shot anything professionally in my fucking life. Definitely these days, though, it seems like the more work you put into it, the less it's worth it. You know, you can just do little funny Snapchats and post them to Facebook and they get way more views. You know, like, girlfriend Maureen put one up the other day. What the fuck is that van? Girlfriend Maureen put one up the other day and, you know, I didn't even share it and it still got about 40,000 fucking downloads or views or whatever. I'm just walking around the house casually here, checking where this fucking delivery van's going here. What the fuck, lads? That's very confusing there, boys. Anyway. So yeah, it's just way easier to put videos up yourself, really. Sorry, I had a bit of confusion there with the old delivery person there. So yeah, what was the last question? Chris McCulloch, do your Snapchat videos compare? Yeah, it depends. They work out about the same. Doesn't really matter how you shoot it, as long as it's quick and funny and relevant, people will probably watch it. However, Snapchat seems to be the way to do it, to be able to make it quick and relevant. You can also fuck around with filters and, you know, make wee stupid characters and shit, which you can't do on regular video. Which, it actually makes it funnier on Snapchat, because when you watch the likes of your guy Kane Toomey or whatever, when he's playing two different people, but it's clearly just him, you know, with very little, you know, he just has the same haircut and just does a stupid voice like that. And you're like, all right, man, put some effort into it. Doesn't have to, obviously. 5 million hits, who gives a fuck? Each time. Final question, Fergal Rafter. Is there any Dublin-based comedians you recommend who gig regularly enough in Dublin? Yeah, well, Dublin, obviously, the scene is probably better, so there's people gigging all the time. The ones that would come up the Laveries, you know, the likes of Chris Kent, well, he lives in London. You know, the Tom O'Mahony's. I'm trying to think of all the people who've been up. George Fox. Shit. Don't know why I've gone so fucking, like, blank all of a sudden. There's loads of them. You know what I mean, mate? There's loads of them. Go to the International, or where else is there? The fucking, the Comedy Crunch. Or is that in the same fucking place? I have no idea. That Hipney, what is it? Hipney Bridge or something? I don't know, there's fucking tons of them, mate. There is absolutely tons of them. And there's loads of the comedians are really good. The likes of Jerry McBride, I'm not sure where he lives, but he probably gigs in Dublin. He writes for Waterford Whispers, he's been up to Laveries a few times, he's super funny. There's loads of them. Four Alarms and Hog, they're funny as shit. They're a sketch group. Although they play bigger shows now, so that's where you might need to go to see them. All good. Yeah, there's tons of them. Just get yourself along to some of those gigs. I'm sure they're cheap enough. Those International gigs are good. Do a gig with no mic. All that shit. So yeah. I can't really think off the top of my head. There's loads of them. There's like so your fucking Andrew Stanley's and your... There's just loads. There's loads down south that are very good. So yeah, just get yourself along to it. Start at the International. Go to one of those gigs and see what happens. Laughter Lounge, all that shit. It's probably a bit dearer though. So there you go. That's about all I have time for. I'm probably going to have to look out the fucking door here for a delivery guy. Wave my hands about. So yeah, cheers for listening, guys. I'm going to have to shoot on here. Probably do some more editing without moving all day. Deep vein thrombosis on the deck. 16th of March, Laveries Comedy Club, the St. Paddy's preload. I'll get the lineup out soon enough when I'm unbanned from fucking Facebook, you horse. ColinGuest.com as usual for the old t-shirts, General Banter t-shirts. Follow me on Snapchat, it's just ColinGuest. Same on Instagram, all that shit. Follow me. We'll make funny videos. So yeah, speak to you next week. Respect.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.